Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. I've noticed something about many of the adults, parents and teachers alike, that I know. No matter what the issue and no matter how good their proposed solution, they seem to believe that adding rewards, often called incentives by professionals, will make things better. Here's a case in point. A dad I know has been struggling to get his three children out the door to school in the morning on time. Not an unexpected problem to have, by the way, if you have three children. We've done some parent coaching about this, so he created a morning routine chart with their help, adding pictures so even the little ones could understand. They had family meetings to discuss solutions for when to get up and in what order to accomplish necessary tasks. Everything looked good when Dad had a brilliant idea. "I decided to add a point system," he told me proudly. "If they do their tasks and get to school on time, they get 10 points, which earns them money." Turns out the new point system was neither clear nor specific, which often invites negotiation and arguing. But I had one basic question. Why did you think points would help? Dad looked at me quizzically. "Doesn't everybody do better with incentives?" he asked. "Actually, no. The research on rewards is quite clear. Rewards are manipulative. They need to be increased over time, and they're pointless unless the reward matters to the person being manipulated or motivated. More important, they contribute to the development of an external locus of control, which requires that someone be present to judge behavior and hand out rewards or punishments. An internal locus of control means doing something because it's the right thing to do, whether or not someone is watching to punish or reward behavior. I've heard countless stories of good plans and solutions that were muddied by the addition of points, stickers, prizes, money, or other rewards. Anytime someone asks me, "How do we incentivize that behavior?" I know we're on the wrong track. The best motivation turns out to be acknowledgement and encouragement, like, "Thank you, you made my day easier," or "I really appreciated your help with that," or "You must be so proud of what you accomplished." I will be curious to learn how my friend's morning routine plan works out. Many families discover that reward charts work well for a few weeks and then begin to fall apart under their own weight. Kids argue and negotiate or lose interest in the rewards being offered. Parents stop paying attention or fail to follow through. Do you believe your child will do the right thing simply because it's the right thing to do? Because you notice and offer encouragement? Or will children only do the right thing when there's something in it for them? What do you want your child to learn? For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.